Easy Peasy Puddin' and Fuckin' Pie, An Our Flag Means Death fanfiction by What Accountants Do, read by Little Thingies. Summary: Ed heads out to Roach's Cafe on a Friday night for a slice of pie. He meets one of Roach's friends who fled there to recover from a bad first date. Rating: teen and up audiences, no archive warnings apply. Relationship: Blackbeard Edward Teach and Steed Bonnet. Notes from the author: I wrote this as a part of Quaintly Fig's Happiness Happens event. Prompts from the Happiness Happens generator: someone says, "You're shivering." Snuggling and a peach pie are involved. Story element: a first date. Let's begin. Normally, Ed wouldn't venture down to Roach's Cafe at 8 p.m. on a Friday night, and he especially wouldn't do so in a torrential fucking downpour. Okay, but here's the thing. Roach makes these fucking delicious peach pies during the summer, with fruit that is picked straight from a tree in his grandmother's backyard. Ed had a rough week. He has a sweet tooth. Peach season is almost over. And goddammit, he just wants a slice to end the week. So, wearing a worn-out pair of rubber boots and his rain jacket, he walked the 2 blocks to the restaurant to get his fix. Roughly halfway through the walk, Ed regretted his decision. Did he really need dessert so badly that he couldn't wait for the storm to pass? But Roach is going to close up in a couple of hours, and if he turned back now, he'd spend the same amount of time in the rain anyways. So, why not wait out the storm while noshing on a little slice of heaven? Or as close to heaven as Ed is likely to get, he thinks ruefully. Ah, here we go, he thought as he steps over the cafe's threshold. The air is warm and comforting, while dim light poured into the darkness behind him. Ed took off his jacket, shaking out his salt and pepper curls as he freed them from the hood and hung it on the hook by the door. He called out a greeting to Roach, who was standing behind the counter with wide eyes. That part was pretty par for the course. Roach usually has wide, wild eyes to match his dark curls and strangely styled beard. He's really a one-of-a-kind guy. "Hey, Ed, didn't expect to see you tonight. All right?" Roach asked, smiling at one of his favorite regulars. The two of them bonded over Ed's intense love of all things sweet, and the fact that he's down to try any new concoctions that Roach unleashed upon the world. "Hey, man. Shit, I wasn't expecting to come out tonight, but I can't stop thinking about your pie," Ed said as he crossed the short distance from the entrance to the counter. Without hesitation, Roach plated a piece of peach pie for Ed. "Yeah, Nan's tree is pretty much done for the season. Better get some while we still have it in. Want ice cream with it?" "Is that even a real question, man?" "No, not really," Roach admitted, as he placed the dessert in the microwave to heat it up before adding the a la mode. "Need anything else?" "Yeah, could I get a hot chai latte? Need something to wash down that pie." "Of course, man. I'll bring it to you." With that, Roach handed the plate over to Ed, who turned to find a table. He settled into one of the comfortable armchairs around the restaurant and took his first bite. He can't be bothered to bite back the moan at the taste, knowing full well his eyes are rolling back in his head, which draws a couple of looks from the other patrons enjoying their food. Fuck 'em. Ed's enjoying this. Roach brought over Ed's drink when the door opened once again, the bell drawing their attention. In walked a man who was positively drenched from head to toe. He didn't have a jacket or an umbrella, and he wore a 3-piece suit that could not be comfortable while soaked. The expensive-looking shoes he's wearing are likely ruined. "Hey, Steed, you all right? I thought you were going on a date tonight." Okay, so this is someone that Roach knows, and well enough to know his social calendar. The man, Steed, turned to look at the baker, and he looked fucking distressed. He tried to put on a smile for his friend, but he just seemed so sad around his eyes. Shit, though, this guy is handsome. He looked a little like a drowned rat, but nothing could hide his sparkling eyes, classically handsome features, and a body that made Ed feel a little like biting him. Typical. I would see a guy this hot and immediately find out he's taken, Ed's brain whispers to him. It's not like Ed had been having a lot of luck in the dating or fucking department, so it figures that this would be the case. It's not that he can't find people to hook up with. He's still got it, thank you very much. It's just not satisfying. Anyway, something about this guy seems like he would be very satisfying. Wait, no. Yes? Cool it, Teach. Oh, hi, Roach. Yeah, well, it wasn't a particularly good first date, Steed stated flatly, his face falling. His eyes darted to Ed, and he seemed to try and school his face into another strained smile. Okay, so he's not taken, but he's clearly having a bad night. Didn't want to head home so early, but this guy decided it was time to let loose as I was heading over here. Since I didn't drive, I had to walk. At that, he sort of waved his hands over his body to gesture the general state of him. That sucks, man. Want a tea? Chamomile, please, he said, gratefully, before finding a chair in a darker corner of the seating area. Ed couldn't help but have his gaze drawn over to the other man, their eyes awkwardly meeting at one point. Steed quickly looked away, busying himself with something on his suit. Ed tried to turn his focus back to his pie, but couldn't seem to keep from staring for long. After a couple of long minutes, he decided he's going to take a chance. He got up and walked to the darkened corner. Hello, I'm here alone and wondered if you'd like to have some company? My name is Ed. The other man's face went through several emotions that Ed couldn't decipher. Embarrassment? Maybe regret? Oh, shit. He didn't mean to make Steed feel worse. Never mind. Forget I... No, wait. Sorry, I'm Steed. Please don't feel like you have to come over here. Of course, I don't feel like I have to. Well, I mean, I know I look something dreadful, but I'll be fine. Steed, mate, I've had an awful week. It just looks like you may be able to relate. I just thought maybe we could sit together. You know, misery loves company and all of that. Oh, well, in that case, yes. Yes? Ed let a hopeful little smile start to bloom on his face. Steed grinned bashfully back. Ed ran back to grab his plate and drink to set them down on the table in front of Steed. Have you had Roach's peach pie? It's fucking brilliant, man. No, I haven't. Not much of a dessert person, I'm afraid. Not a dessert person? That's fucking blasphemy. Oh, is that so? And which deity am I supposedly disrespecting? The god of, I don't know, enjoying your fucking life, I guess, Ed chuckled. Steed started laughing with him. Eventually, Steed let out a long sigh, seeming to release some of the tension he held in his face. Well, I should disrespect them. It seems like they've forsaken me long ago. The man was suddenly sober, his eyes fixed on something in the middle distance before remembering he was with someone, and turned his stare back on Ed. Boy, that was dark, he said, raising his eyebrows. But no, my father didn't believe in dessert. Didn't believe in dessert? What the fuck does that mean? It's not the Easter Bunny, Ed scoffed. Steed's dad sounds like a right prick. Ah, well, you know, he believed it wasn't masculine to have dessert. Nothing more womanly than eating sugar, apparently. I hear past tense. Is he still around? No, he passed away about a year ago. In that case, you should eat some pie in his honor, have him really spinning in his grave. No grave, he was cremated. Shivering in his urn, then? Steed smirked. Sure, mate. Here. With that, Ed held up a small spoonful of his dessert with a bit of crust, filling, and vanilla ice cream. The perfect bite. Ed had meant for Steed to take the spoon, but the other man leaned forward to take the bite. Suddenly, Ed's mouth went dry. Steed was even more gorgeous up close. He could see Steed's eyes were hazel, and with his hair drying, it was clear it was a dark shade of strawberry blonde, frizzing up into tight waves. Unconsciously, Ed leaned in as Steed licked his lips before realizing what he was doing and pulling back. Steed let out a low groan once the combination of flavors touched his tongue, and damn, this was going to cause an embarrassing situation for Ed in a minute. "Behave," he told his dick. "Oh, that is quite good," he whispered, holding up his hand to cover his mouth as he continued to chew. Roach approached with Steed's tea and placed it on the table without saying anything. He gave Ed a knowing look and a wink and walked back behind the counter. Steed blew on his beverage, drawing Ed's eyes back to his lips. Well, fuck. Ed was in trouble. "So, tell me about your week, Ed," Steed murmured, keeping his voice low and leaning back into his chair. Ed scrubbed his face with his hand not holding the spoon. Where to even fucking begin? Shit, I guess the main problem started a while ago. My buddy and I went into business with each other about a decade ago. We've known each other forever, since we were kids, so it felt like a good bet, you know? But damn. Over the last couple of years, he's been becoming more my manager and focused on work, and less my friend. I imagine that's a tough position to be in. It can be hard to separate relationships. Honestly, it wouldn't be that bad, except lately he's been getting involved in my personal life, not as my friend, but as a means to keep our company going. So, like, doing things to sabotage people I've been dating, or trying to keep me from pursuing other hobbies. I realized this week that he's been slowly boxing me in so that my life is basically only work. Shit, man, I just can't do it anymore. Ed was surprised to find that a lump was forming in his throat. A reckoning was a long time coming with Izzy, but it really hit him today how much the other man was willing to sacrifice their friendship and trust to keep the profit line coming. Ed was exhausted. He was burnt out. He was ready to throw in the towel and shut the damn doors. The only reason he hadn't up to this point was because he had employees who depended on him. "Have you been able to talk with him about it?" "Nah, man, we've never been able to talk about shit. It always turns into a shouting match where he calls me a twat and I threaten to feed him his own toes. Oh shit, was that too much to share?" "I think force-feeding someone their own toes would be an effective means to get them to change their behavior." Steed laughed. He was laughing. The sound was like music to Ed, and he couldn't help but start giggling himself. "The sick thing is, I think he's kind of into it. I don't want to yuck someone else's yum, but he seemed excited by it," Ed gasped between laughs. "Well, it lends a different meaning to putting your foot in your mouth, that's for sure." "Ah, I don't know, man. I feel stuck." Ed really did. He felt trapped, and had for years. "Maybe you just need a break. Can you take a leave of absence? Seems like you have a pretty good in with the owner of the business." "You know, a couple of months ago even, I would have said no. But at this point, I think that's the only way I could potentially stand to stay in business." "Something to think about, maybe. That and possibly therapy with this Iggy." "Izzy. Yeah, good luck with that. He's not a big talk-it-through person. He thinks therapy's a scam." "Well, he's not the only one in your relationship." "Please, don't say relationship." "Partnership?" "Honestly, not much better. But I see what you're saying." The two men fell into a comfortable silence. Ed's mind was on how to approach Izzy on Monday, because something had to change. "So what about your date, Steed? What happened?" Ed couldn't help but be a little jealous that he hadn't been the one taking Steed out tonight, even though he'd just met him. But hey, who was chatting up the cute guy now? "Oh God, Ed, it was dreadful," the blonde's face drawn, then shifting to a pinched expression. "I'm out rather late in life, so I don't have a ton of experience courting men. So far, it's been both over and underwhelming." "Yeah, mate, it's rough out there. Either duds for dates or just a sea of cock and or hole pics." "Too true. This guy was possibly the worst, though. He showed up drunk to our date. His photo from the app clearly was at least 5 years old, and he was a complete and total asshole from the jump. Luckily, I only agreed to drinks, not dinner, because if I had to spend another minute with him, I was going to lose my mind. Oh yeah, that guy sounds like a real winner. When I told him I was heading home, he had the audacity to ask if he could come with me. Can you believe it? Yes, 100% I can. Was he at least cute, even if he was older than you expected? No, he had a weird mustache, and he wore a fringed leather jacket, which was just tacky. Huh, sounds like one of my exes, Ed replied. From there, the men started chatting about other topics, anything and nothing at the same time. Slowly, Ed felt the weight of his troubles lifting off his shoulders as he laughed and joked with Steed. Ed was fascinated by the guy. He was fucking brave. Totally revamped his life in his late 40s, trying to do better and be better. It was amazing. After a while, Ed remembered that Steed was still wearing a soaking wet suit and must be cold. You're shivering, Ed realized. The air conditioning fan had kicked on and the blonde was racked with a shudder. Oh, it's nothing. Should probably head home and change out of these clothes soon. The tea helped, but I do think we've overstayed our welcome. Ed looked up, having forgotten that Roach was there and it was likely closing time for him. Oh shit, I totally lost track of time. No worries, guys. I love standing here, waiting to go home and crawl into my own bed before having to wake up at the ass crack of dawn to do this again tomorrow, Roach snarked. But he still had a smile on his face, so clearly no permanent damage had been done. Sorry, Roach. Hey, can you pack another couple of slices of pie for me to go? Oh, can't get enough, can you? Steed joked, bumping Ed with his shoulder. So, I was thinking. I live pretty close to here, and I'm not ready to say goodnight. I've been enjoying my time with you as well, Steed responded in a soft voice. His eyes looked up at Ed, a small glimmer of hope reflected there. So, I was wondering, would you like to come over and share some pie with me? I can get you into some comfy clothes. I'm not sure. Not for anything untoward. I just want to keep talking to you. Maybe watch a movie. Well, in that case, I'm game. Ed let loose a nervous breath. Yeah, let's get out of here, he said, and held out his hand for Steed to take. Yes, if only for the prospect of getting into dry clothes faster than I would if I had to call a cab to get home. Okay, I see how it is, Ed replied, eyes narrowed playfully. Blessedly, the rain had stopped, so with a carryout bag full of pie, his jacket draped over his arm, and holding on to Steed, he headed home. To Ed's credit, they did start out the night just snuggling and talking. But he was pretty fucking lucky when in the wee hours of the morning, Steed leaned in for a kiss. The first kiss of many. The end. I hope you've enjoyed this story. Please return to the archive to leave comments and kudos for what accountants do. And thank you for listening.